Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
I have a really great guest who is calling in from Washington, D.C. I have Nicole Boxer on the line. Nicole, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I want to introduce you. Hang on a sec. I was just getting some headphones on. So Nicole is an amazing documentary filmmaker. She is on the board of Headcount. And we want to talk about all these amazing things she does to bring awareness to people getting involved in activism. So Nicole, take it away. Let's talk about Headcount.
Sure. Well, Headcount is an incredible organization that I feel so lucky to be a part of it, because Headcount was formed by musicians and music fans. Andy Bernstein, who's our executive director, was a huge Phish fan. And he and some of his friends got together. They felt that there was definitely a void out there in terms of music, people that love music and people that love activism, and what could they do at a rock concert that could inspire people to get involved with democracy. And so they formed this organization called Headcount, and since 2004, we've registered 500,000 people at rock shows.
It's amazing.
And, so I'm super proud of that. And this year, we're getting ready to go out once again with Dead & Company. And you can find us at all the Dead & Company shows. We've created a spot in the venue called Participation Row, where we have gathered with other organizations to spread awareness about different causes.
Yeah, Participation Row is really amazing. And that is a Grateful Dead inspired or generated, founded initiative, right?
It is. Bob Weir is on our board of directors, and you know, he's been a driving force in terms of what Headcount has really become. And Participation Row, we've been at the shows since the Chicago big 50th year reunion of the Grateful Dead. And Weir gave us a guitar that we were able to auction off, and I think it went for $1 million. And the $1 million was spread among 26 partnership organizations, nonprofits. And, you know, we just have to do our part to support people that are trying to make change in the world, you know?
I do. In fact, just a side note, I didn't realize that Participation Row, that was the Chicago Fare Thee Well Tour, was the first one, because I did interview the people, the gal who was, you know, I guess the director of Participation Row, as well as you, for my live stream programming, and it was very impressive. And all of the nonprofits that participate, people should really like seek out Participation Row when they go to the show. And Dead & Company will be here at the Hollywood Bowl on Wednesday the 31st and Thursday the 1st. So please check it out. Check out Headcount. And if you aren't registered,
and I'll be there. And please go to headcount.org, where you can volunteer at the shows. If you love music, you want to maybe, you know, mix it up and bring your love of your country and get involved in our democracy, you can volunteer at Headcount, have some fun, and do the right thing. And we're at lots of festivals. It seems to be, you know, this is the season of festivals. We'll be at Outside Lands and Bonnaroo and Firefly and Vans. Whatever your taste in music, will pretty much be there registering people.
That's just fantastic. And how long have you been on the board, Nicole?
I've been on the board, I believe, around 5 or 6 years now. And it's, you know, it's a fascinating thing to try to engage voters on a consistent basis. As you can imagine, some elections are more exciting than others. sometimes, you know, and if we especially have a focus on young people, we just really want to engage people in, you know, what their country's going to become. And, you know, this sort of leads us into some of the other work that I do, specifically making movies that have causes inside of them and bringing awareness to those things as well. But I think something like Headcount is a way for a young voter who's maybe turning 18 to figure out, what are the issues going on around me, and how can I, you know, easily, I'm at this show, this band that I love, and I thought, I had no idea they also want me to get involved and register to vote.
Yeah, it's bringing it all together. In fact, I was looking at your Facebook page and Headcount page last night when I was doing a little promo for my show with you, and saw a picture of our friend Dave Matthews that was holding a sign about Vote Local, and I just thought that was the perfect way to tease our interview this morning.
Fantastic.
Yeah, since we got to go to Dave together last summer. That was really
cool.
That's
right. And Dave was one of the first artists that came on board at Headcount, and we're so grateful to all the artists that participate. We now have, you know, everybody from Jay-Z to Dave Matthews to Pearl Jam, and we've got younger bands coming in like Grizzly Bear and I mean, just a ton of them. Joe Russo's dead, all kinds of incredible artists that are participating. So we're just trying to keep the younger kids engaged in voting and what's going on around them in this country.
I'm curious, is Participation Row is strictly a Dead and Company now, or Grateful Dead show event, or is it something that's being duplicated and replicated at other bands' shows?
You will find Participation Row outside of Dead & Co. this summer at different festivals. It's been just such a, I mean, you know, power in numbers, right? So the more organizations that are like-minded, you know, that can connect and get out the information about, you know, I mean, there's a lot of just, you know, what we can do with energy and new energy, and what we can do, you know, with human rights around the world and making sure people have their civil rights and, you know, all of those things. So I think that you're going to see more Participation Row and spreading out across the country in places like Bonnaroo and outside land.
Fantastic. So, yes, let's segue into your wonderful filmmaking, and you bring art to topics that are, you know, pretty hardcore, and you bring it the awareness to the world of a lot of things and injustices that are going on around the world. So let's talk about your films.
Sure. Well, I've been really fortunate to connect with a lot of incredible other artists, and really my career started helping other people get their interviews done in Washington, D.C. In particular, I was lucky to hook up with the makers of the film Invisible War, which exposed the epidemic of sexual assault in the military. This film, you know, we worked on this film in 2012. Really, people hadn't heard about what was going on. And we were able to bring young women's stories out into the public and try to find justice. And so this is one example of how documentary films really bring an issue to the forefront. And, you know, I've been very lucky to work with some incredible people. And I also made a film about women in Washington, D.C. who are struggling with drug addiction and how they end up getting involved in a theater program to become actors and storytellers and sort of reframe and retell the story of their lives. Put together a play and perform one night only at the Kennedy Center. And it really inspired these women to stick with their sobriety. And this film is called How I Got Over, and you can find it on Netflix and iTunes. But it's, you know, documentaries are really a way to focus intensely for a while on a particular subject and to really investigate and dive deep into people's lives and hear their stories.
Yeah, it's my favorite form of film. How do people find out? Do you have a website that people can go to see all the different films?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you know about IMDb, which is a wonderful search engine. And, you know,
right.
You can type in my name, Nicole Boxer. You can see the films that I'm affiliated with. And you can also check out the International Documentary Association. They're another nonprofit organization that is really a partnership organization for filmmakers. And they champion films and public television, which of course is under assault right now. So, you know, if everyone can go check out the International Documentary Association, they will find something, many, many films that are sponsored there that could, you know, activate someone to get involved in even donating a few dollars to a film, which, believe me, we need out there.
Absolutely. You know, I must mention Nicole is the daughter of Senator Barbara Boxer. And how much of your upbringing of being around your mom, who's such a champion for the, you know, the citizen of the United States, you know, translates into what you do in your career.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to separate, obviously, having that kind of parenting and, you know, watching my mom do the things that she does is certainly inspiring. And, you know, we've had quite a few times where we've worked together on things. And so it's just been, it's been incredible to watch and see what she does. And, of course, you know, she's had just hundreds of people working alongside with her to make the changes that she does. But, no, I mean, it's been an incredible opportunity to kind of watch how government works. And there's a lot of frustration there, too. And you can see how you can run into things and you need to go outside the system as well. So I think, you know, it's a, it's just an incredible front row seat, so to speak, to what goes on in the country. So I've been really, really lucky to have that.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have your mom in office.
Thanks.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Nicole Boxer, who is an activist, documentary filmmaker, and my friend. And we're wrapping up, Nicole. And so what's next for you?
Well, I'm working on a film now. I'm not really talking about it too much, but I'm excited about what's coming ahead. And obviously, you know, the state of our nation, it's going to take everybody now to really focus and get involved. We have a crisis here of confidence. We have a divided nation, and that's, of course, not something that that I'm excited about. I'd like to see, obviously, everybody wake up and get involved and create the kind of government that helps people, that looks out for one another, that is, sends positive messages throughout the world. And the only way we're going to do that is if people get involved. So I would just say go to headcount.org. That is the easiest way. If you love music and your kids love music, and I know you do if you're listening to this show, check us out, come to a festival, and come say hi.
Fantastic. We're going to have a little bit more on my Deadtober show with Nicole and hopefully and possibly her mother even coming up in the next few weeks, that we'll be able to talk a lot more about Headcount and get deeper into it. Thanks so much for your time, Nicole.
Thank you.
I'll see you Wednesday, Thursday at the Hollywood Bowl. And
fantastic.
Listeners, if you have any other wonderful people like Nicole that you would like me to interview, let me know on my Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will consider it. And everybody have a safe, wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your family and friends. Nicole, you too. And thank you very much. Until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.